The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Wednesday watching some football as Bill watched last night.
Jeez.
I didn't watch any of the football games, but again, 55 straight days began last week of football all the way to Thanksgiving time.
College and pro.
Western Kentucky kind of got out of got out in front. I watched that game.
Sam Houston. Who won the game?
Western Kentucky did, and I thought Sam Houston would be able to win that. Sam Houston left a lot of points out there.
Sam Houston, is that FCS?
No, not now. No, are they in Conference USA now? I believe
I don't know for sure.
They have bumped up. They're playing well. They were 5-1.
Sam Houston,
5-2 now. Yes.
Our friend Nicole, who used to have a show here, Nicole Griffith.
Yes, that's right. You got it, Griffith. Yes,
she was covering the game last night. She had a ticket show, Bill. She worked at 10-11.
Nice.
I wonder how she feels about Wednesday night football, covering that. College football.
So I think she felt pretty good about it.
It's interesting.
It's fun.
Still odd to me.
She works in College Station, and that's a 40-minute drive, I think.
Something like that.
Sam Houston. Oh, it's Huntsville. Yeah. Huntsville.
It's just North Houston, basically.
Is it North Houston?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're a world traveler. You are.
He's been around.
Not a world traveler, but a U.S. traveler.
There's not a lot of recruits like in Europe, so I don't spend a lot of time.
Zambia.
Yeah, no, that's not a lot of time there.
Mozambique.
American Samoa and Western Samoa.
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times.
And then the other game was,
of course, FIU and UTEP, which this is what has to happen now.
Fire it all.
Look at Jake's head.
He's at the club right now.
He's at the club.
He and Elizabeth.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
If you've forgotten why this song is being played, we mentioned before the season that Pitbull invested a lot of money into the FIU stadium. Is it Pitbull Stadium now? Is that what it is?
I think so.
I think it is.
It has not gone well, including last night. Pitbull and FIU fell to previously winless UTEP 30-21. So
the
UTEP
Miners
and Scotty Walden are on the board, Sip. They're not going winless this year.
They got winless. Play it. For Scotty.
Fire it all.
That's what he's doing right now.
Right now. Imagine that right now. Beat at UTEP.
Oh, yeah. Heaven.
Yeah. Heaven. They're 1-6.
Gotta win, baby. Woo!
We got it going. They're going into the Mountain West Conference. Finally got a win for Scotty Walden. Things are looking up.
Things are turning. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good UTEP team.
30-21 UTEP gets the dub.
Yesterday. God dang, that was all going on last night. I just don't even turn on the TV because I was writing. I was working. Yeah.
That's probably career ender there for McIntyre. Yeah, that'll be the end, I think.
Ooh, seriously.
But yeah, the one thing's hadn't been going well, and I can't imagine that it goes beyond this. When you lose
to Mike McIntyre?
Yeah, when you go on the road and you lose to UTEP, UTEP hasn't even been close to winning. It's not been like, well, they're right there. No, they haven't. And they gave up 30.
Mike McIntyre, that might be curtains.
It's curtains. Yeah.
Curtains.
I would think.
Now, the former Colorado head coach, Mike McIntyre. Yes. He was coach of the year one year in the Pac-12, right?
I think they won 10 games.
I think they did.
And they spiraled the next year.
Yeah, dropped off after that.
I think they literally spiraled the next year. Huh. All right, there's some college football talk. Baseball talk.
Baseball talk. Last night in the NLCS, it was the Dodgers blanking the Mets in New York 8-0.
Wow. Yeah.
2-1, 2-1 now the Dodgers lead that series in the NLCS. The ALCS did not play. They will play tonight. That game will be, actually both are tonight, Yankees-Guardians in Cleveland at 4:08 p.m. on TBS. Dodgers-Mets at 7:08 on FS1.
So this could be, this will probably be Dodgers-Yankees classic series.
Which makes MLB very, very happy.
Yeah, it makes Sipple very happy because it's blue bloods.
Titans versus Titans.
Right. I like it. I like it.
I want Yankees versus Mets.
Subway series?
Yeah, that'd
Subway
be cool.
series.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be neat.
And cold. I want cold.
Yes.
There was cold weather gear in New York last night, and I enjoyed
was
that.
There?
It wasn't brutal cold, but there was a lot of stocking caps. There was. Probably temperature, maybe in the high 40s.
Bill wants the frigid weather for the playoffs.
I want to see frigid weather. I want to see people hitting a ball when it's 34 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
It's happened. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish I could watch more baseball. I wish I could do a lot of things right now.
Will you watch the World Series when it happens or not?
I would hope so.
You've done it in the past. We have mentioned in the past in the show that you've caught some of the games.
Yeah. I need to do a better job. I didn't even turn my TV on last night. I mean, it wasn't even.
It's a comfort thing, I thought. Usually you have it on just to have something in the background while you're working.
I was figuring out the stats.
Ooh.
Were you doing some stats?
He was doing research?
No way.
I was just going over the guys that Google Me brought over from JMU, you. James Madison.
Eight starters that we have?
Yeah.
Eight starters.
He brought in 27 transfers total. 14 of them have started. It's eight at this point through whatever injuries, guys losing their jobs, guys playing sometimes not really starters anymore. But eight started the last game. From JMU, James Madison University. I don't know. The more I look at them, they're not overloaded with talent. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Indiana?
Yeah. I don't think you go down the list and it's like, Georgia.
No.
Ohio State.
No.
Oregon.
No, it's not like that. And you don't go over there, and you don't go over these guys and go, oh my God, how are they going to stop this guy off the edge? It's not it's not like that. They're good. He brought over his best players, though. He did.
That's just the bringing of luggage is going to be very important when you see jobs open up and who can come in and who can you bring with you to start this thing off, to get going. Because that started it off. If he just came to Indiana and said, we're going to build it up, do you think they'd be 6-0 right now?
No, it's an interesting conversation because for what we established the other day, does this mean fewer NFL guys are coming over?
Well, I don't think it'd probably kill you, but for the most part, like I said, when you see it, it's going to be, there's not a lot of NFL coming back.
It doesn't even come that, yeah, it doesn't happen that much.
No, right.
It happened at Nebraska.
You go back and look and you start naming.
It's not a lot.
It's not happening. So that's a little concern.
So then maybe the guys that get affected a little bit more are the guys who are out, guys who get fired and are out for a year,
It affects them. If all of a sudden this year, Jimbo gets hired someplace.
Oh, yeah, Jimbo. Yeah, Jimbo.
I don't see him having a great amount
of players. Who doesn't have a team?
He might have someone from A&M from 2 years ago that's not playing or whatever.
No, exactly.
But he doesn't have a team.
Yeah, see, it affects a guy like Jimbo.
Yeah. If a guy from North Dakota State goes to FIU, he would be like, okay, I've got about six or eight guys. I've got guys. I've guys that can come with me.
That'd be a sell. Yeah, I don't. Now, there's all kinds of conversations. Like the North Dakota State guy, though, wouldn't. Like, he couldn't go to Auburn and say that, probably. Maybe he could bring a few players to SEC, but
You
see what I'm saying?
It's shocking. When you start going through teams, there's always someone. I mean, when I went to LSU, there was players from Rutgers that we'd have loved to have had.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. Yes. There was players. Really? Absolutely.
Yeah. Could Chiano sell to LSU, though? Yeah, I can bring a couple guys. Is it a couple?
Probably not as much in that case.
Right.
No, all I'm saying is there was a couple that could play. No, that would not be a selling point.
So it's a different, it's an interesting conversation. There are going to be cases, though, where guys like Google Me can say, hey, I can bring 10. Yeah. I can bring 10 dudes, and eight of them are probably going to play right away and be factors. I don't know. The question is, how rare is that, or will that be more? Will you see that more and more? I don't know.
It won't be the sole reason, but it will be something that will always be factored in, because you can point to it and say, no, here are some examples.
100.
I mean, I think
I totally agree with you. I mean, that's what I would look at.
I mean, Purdue brought the running back only. Is that the only player that came to Purdue from Illinois?
Oh, is that right?
Reggie Love the third. He was so he came over.
That's
about it. I mean, think about it. There wasn't a lot of conversation about, well, when he left Illinois, everyone came with him.
So he didn't bring a bunch of guys from the defense.
Yeah, he didn't. And they lost a lot of guys off that team. The grad that were done playing. But anyway, my point is that they didn't load up from there. It's probably a difference. They probably didn't have didn't bring a bunch of players, and that he knew his way, all those things. Also tells you that the people must like Cignetti, or 12 don't come with him.
Oh, yeah. Cignetti, I didn't know this about Cignetti. Cignetti's 125 and 35. 125 and 35. That's the fourth best winning percentage in college football behind Ryan Day, Kirby, and Lanny. And then there's Google Me. Number four. Who knew?
That is number four.
Hang on.
Where's DeBoer at?
Well, I don't. I read. Oh, here it is. I'm going to show you where I read it.
DeBoer's record is ridiculous.
I would think he has to be right there.
Yeah.
If he's not ahead of
him. He was like at a 90%. He was like the highest.
Maybe it's right there. Maybe it's like fifth.
He might be fifth. Yeah. But DeBoer's got to be top.
I think DeBoer's first.
Oh, I don't. Maybe. I don't know.
His percentage is ridiculous.
His percentage was like 90. Yeah. 90%. Sioux Falls, wasn't he like 100 and something and eight?
But you're going off of Division One stuff, right?
So yeah. That's it. Okay. It's Division One.
Okay.
Division One football.
Or FCS. Because Google means FCS.
Oh, was Elon, JMU. Yeah. Well, yeah. Or are they counting JMU now as FBS? Yes. Because now they're FBS.
I wonder if they're counting Elon's, is what I want to know.
Elon.
That's my question.
Possibly. Good question. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think you can count DeBoer at like Sioux Falls. Gotcha. You know? Is that where he was? Sioux Falls or
that? Sioux Falls. Yes. University.
Yeah. And then I think there's one other where
Sioux Falls.
I do love Sioux Falls. It's a great city.
So, Google Me has had a lot of success.
I think here's the part that interests me the most about Google Me while we're on it.
Yeah,
hands down.
Fine.
If I'm correct on this. He's 63.
He's
62 or 63. I just want to imagine. So, in general, when you go to hire a new coach in the Big Ten, how many new coaches are being hired in a Power Four conference over 60?
Not a lot.
That's never coached as a head coach in Power Four.
Yeah, he's 63.
63 years old.
He turned 63 in June.
That's impressive.
Google Me's long in the tooth.
Impressive. That's not your normal hire.
No, but
hey, man, we got to get this young play caller. We got to have this and this. And guess what? The guy's just winning.
Oh, no, and here's the other thing about that. If I were an AD, and I could be, the
100, Steve.
The age thing is not as relevant to me as it used to be. People are living longer. They're healthier. Like Lance, for instance, at 60. What, his age doesn't bother me at all. I mean, he seems young. He keeps himself in good shape. I wouldn't be shaken by it. He can coach till 75, probably. And some guys want to, I bet.
I'm not either. I'm a big fan of it. Sometimes you know what happens when you have some experience? It helps. You not make dumb mistakes. The things you can do like that. And all of a sudden it's like, man, that was a dumb move.
Now, Google Me staff is average age is 34. Yeah. It's the youngest. I'm throwing facts around loosely. I think it's the youngest or the second youngest staff.
Their average age is 34 in Power Four.
Yeah.
That's really young.
Really young.
Really young.
Yeah, his staff, he only brought one guy. He only brought one guy back from the previous staff, and that's the O-line coach. I think his name is, I don't know. I'm not going to say his name. But
anyway, it's interesting. Yeah. It's just the fact when they hired him, he was 62 years old.
And he brought a young staff in.
Yeah, bringing a staff like that, that's not normal. And, Steve, that's big for us as we're aging.
It is.
It's nice to have people
Yes.
Long in the tooth.
Please
doing
think
well.
Of us, Jake.
Yeah, Jake, this is...
As we grow old.
Yes,
I am
this,
thinking of you guys.
I mean, we're right now, we're on the cusp of this. This could be our last month of the show due to age.
It's not going to be because Bill, look at Bill staying young by doing the band workout. You see the band workout. Yeah.
During the breaks, morning. Before the show, during the breaks, he's
every
working
day.
Out.
Every day.
Consistency.
But I do yell comments from the other room.
You do.
Yeah, I do yell comments.
Still chiming into our conversation.
I do chime in.
You picked your spots.
I pick my spots. I wait for Ben to give his takes.
Yep.
And then several times I've been summoned to come out to resolve an issue.
Yep. Yesterday, the issue was what?
Pastries.
Go ahead, Jim.
The question was, is a cookie a pastry?
And
you said no. I
100%
I also
no.
agreed no, but we had to make sure in this one.
Yes. A cookie is not a pastry. That's a turnover.
A donut.
Yeah.
A Long John.
But what's its category then? What do you call it? Just a cookie?
Just a cookie.
Yes, a cookie.
Yeah, that's it.
Cookie is its own category.
This is its own category.
Okay.
A baked goods. Maybe a baked goods.
Baked goods, yes.
Isn't it? Okay.
Baked goods.
Yes. That's
a pastry is usually baked goods.
It was one of those questions.
True.
When you asked the question, I got summoned.
You did.
And I appeared.
Yeah, you did.
To make the final judgment. And it was so easy, I was confused.
You were adamant.
I was,
We're pretty confident in the answer, but we had to get confirmation from you.
Ben is here.
Yes, he is.
Ben.
By the way, we cannot forget, there's one more thing in Idle Chit Chat that we pointed out in a group chat yesterday. Jeff Sims will be starting a football game this weekend.
Yes.
Jeff Sims, former Husker quarterback, will be starting for 5-1 Arizona State at Cincinnati, 11 a.m. kickoff on ESPN Plus on Saturday.
So that's on Plus. That should be better.
So you won't be watching that.
I've got an ESPN Plus.
I won't see it on Plus.
You won't see it on Plus.
That will be a very hard win for Arizona State.
Who are they playing?
Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. 4-2.
Cincinnati's pretty solid. They're pretty good. 11 o'clock kick. So they're going. Actually, they're going three time zones because Cincy is, I'm almost sure,
east.
Cincy's
east.
East.
Yep.
So they're going, that's going to be a tough game.
Sims.
New quarterback, all those things. Yeah.
Sims gets to start at his third school.
I tell you one thing, I'm going to go back to college football and evaluations. Give all the credit to Arizona State. I mean, Scataboo is an unbelievable running back.
Little guy?
Unbelievable. He's not real big, but he's stout.
Not.
He's not very tall, but he is killing it. He was so good against Utah. He had 288 against Mississippi State. But he's from Sacramento State.
This is another example.
So someone went and found him at Sacramento State. He had one offer to Power Four, one, and that was to Arizona State. And he's one of the top running backs in the league. He's one of the most talked about running backs in college football right now.
Yeah, they're buzzing about him at Casey's.
Yeah.
That Dillingham is an example. He is the antithesis of Google Me. He is like 35 or 34.
Yeah. And
kind of reminds me of Scotty Walden in terms of the elite energy guy.
Walden has elite energy?
Scotty.
I told you that.
Yes, Scotty Walden, elite energy.
Before the kickoff, why I was watching UTEP kickoff last Saturday, and he did with the team 200 jumping jacks before the game, jumping up and down. It was a lot.
Don't know how that would play at Nebraska.
The running back you mentioned, Bill, at Arizona State, Scataboo, 133 carries, 780 yards, 8 touchdowns through 6 games.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
700?
Turn the film on.
He's about to 800 yards, yeah.
Turn the film on. He runs hard. He's an incredible player. He really is. And
Scataboo, greatly.
They went to Sac State to get him. How about that?
Ben, are you questioning my word usage?
Yes.
Antithesis.
Yes.
He wants it to be word of the day is what he's saying.
Look it up.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp online therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He is the antithesis of Google me.
Mm.
Wow.
He wants Ben. Word of the day. It's what
Ben.
He wants.
Come on, Ben.
Last thing, idle chit.
Ben, you're spiraling.
Last thing, and we'll move on. I have to do this publicly. I want to wish my wife a happy anniversary today. Year
whoa,
four.
Whoa.
Yeah, four years ago.
I had to do it publicly, but it included him. I thought I was going to say for happy birthday. No, it's the anniversary.
I'm to her.
Give us the rundown. It was in South Dakota, right?
It was in Spearfish, South Dakota.
Spearfish.
In COVID times. And it was supposed to be outdoors, but it snowed 5 inches that morning. So
hang
it was
on.
Inside.
October, what's the date? Is it 19th today?
October 17th.
It's the 17th. Okay, yes. So it's October 17th. And you felt that the wedding outdoor in Spearfish, South Dakota had a possibility.
The previous weekend, it was 70 degrees. The next weekend, it was also 70 degrees. October 17th was 32 degrees and 5 inches of snow.
How'd you handle it, Jake?
It was fine. We were great. We had a plan. Always had a backup plan. The indoors was always an option at the same venue. So,
what was the Kiss song we heard yesterday?
I was made for loving you.
I was made for loving you.
Are you going to say to...
No.
Elizabeth, tonight.
Not her some
I'm
going to
lay it.
No,
how was it again?
Tonight, I'm going to lay it at your feet.
I'm not going to say that to her. That would be odd.
Is that what you're going to say?
That's one of the best lines we've heard. It really was.
So,
I think it was. I think I thought about it last night. I think they did that. Here's why. Tonight, I'm going to lay it at your feet. Because, girl, I was made for you, and you were made for me. So it went with the next line.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of any earthly reason you would say that.
I don't know. Gene Simmons wrote a lot of good stuff.
Did he?
He really did. Yeah.
He slipped up on that line.
I got a text from...
you can say that to Elizabeth tonight.
Yes.
Tonight, I'm going to lay it at your feet. See what she says.
She'll say, hey, weirdo.
Yeah.
All right, weirdo.
Why?
I wish you wouldn't.
I got
please
it.
Don't.
I wish you wouldn't.
Please don't. Don't do that.
I wish you wouldn't
do that.
Oh. Jake.
I got a text message from the leading tackler in Norfolk High history, Lauren Swigert. Lauren Swigert. We've covered this. The leading tackler in the history of Norfolk High, averaged 19 tackles a game his senior year.
That's a bushel.
That is. That's a lot of tackles. But he right away said he had to drive to Des Moines and he pulled up a Kiss playlist and listened to it while he was driving. And we just talked about Better Times. He's the exact same age as us. Exact same age. So he knows.
He
knows
he gets it. He gets it.
Garage concerts, everything.
Kiss Army.
Can you imagine right now? Also, like, there's no garage concerts going on.
I don't think so. Yeah. Now, we got to be careful, Bill, that there's still some good kids out there that do cool stuff. There are. I see it in my neighborhood. They're still jumping the fence and playing soccer.
Okay. On the field turf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go out there and throw the football around. Yeah. It gets pretty crazy. Yeah. We'll wrap, there are some good ones.
We'll wrap up Idle Chit Chat with this.
Yeah,
chit-chat. It's been long. It's been long. Someone says, I just turned on the radio and heard Sipple dispensing Kiss lyrics as life advice. Unsettling. Unsettling was the text.
Unsettling. This whole show's unsettling.
Yep, that's the way it is.
Jake. Please.
Please do it. Jake, just tonight, just there. Just,
I'm going to lay it at your feet.
I'm going to lay it at your feet.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Please, please don't. Just please don't.
Please stop.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bed liners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. I did not listen last night, Sip. Did you listen to statewide radio with
oh,
Matt?
Oh, God,
Matt
I didn't.
Rule?
No.
Okay, it's fine.
So, we won't. There was nothing.
Okay, nothing earth shattering.
No.
There. Okay.
There's nothing major.
Well, I was reading an article from CBS Sports yesterday. It was talking about Ryan Day's issues in big games. I think he's 2-6 against top five teams, which is.
Oh, I thought it was 1-7.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. I saw 2-6.
Okay.
I thought 1-7, too. I don't know.
Tom Fornelli wrote 2-6. If he's
We're wrong, going Fornelli. Okay. Go with Fornelli.
But and it, we all know it's very difficult to obviously beat top five teams, but I was looking then at Matt Rhule as people have brought this up over the past year or two regarding him, and he's had issues of his own beating ranked teams. Right now, he has lost 14 straight games to ranked opponents going back to his days at Temple and Baylor. He's 2-20 in his career against ranked teams. Indiana, guys, is a ranked team this weekend. Would be a good time to snap that 14-game skid.
Be a great
here,
time.
Matt Rhule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to say about it. I didn't delve into every game. I mean, this is at Temple and Baylor. So that's, yeah, I don't know.
What were the games last year at Nebraska that were losses that were ranked teams? Was Iowa ranked at the end of the season? Were they a ranked
team?
That's where I'm not sure on some of those teams.
Jake, pull it up.
Hang
on where they were. Michigan State would not have been a ranked team.
Iowa was ranked 24th last year. He had a chance to win that game. Yeah. He had the ball at midfield, under a minute to go through the pick. They get a field goal, game over. Other ranked teams last year for Nebraska that they lost to, let's see.
Michigan, obviously.
Michigan, of course, 45-7, mm-hmm. and Lincoln was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Michigan and Iowa are the only ranked teams you played last year.
Mm-hmm.
Lost both games.
The first thing I would say when you're talking about records like this is every game is a separate entity.
Yeah.
Every game is separate, where it's like, okay, what's the evaluation? So if you're at a Temple and you're playing a money game at Ohio State or somewhere like that, those are difficult
wins.
We can do that. Those are difficult wins. When it gets to Baylor, obviously it's a little different. It's better. But it was taking over a very rough situation.
Decimated program.
Decimated program. Now, the last year, obviously, they went to the they went to the Big 12 championship game, correct?
Before 11-3 the last year in 2019. Yes.
And so whatever those games were worth that. But I would always look, anytime you're looking at games, is that everyone is separate. I would never look at it as a whole. Look at everyone separate. See what the exact matchups were and what the situations were at that time. And then, like I said, you're also at a completely different place. So I don't. The carryover is not a lot for me. It's just where are we at now?
It's interesting, too, because if you just look at that in a vacuum, it is, it's relevant and it's germane. But there's also, you can look at his tenures at Temple and Baylor's being resoundingly successful, too.
Sure.
I mean,
the numbers.
I mean, the numbers are the numbers. In his second season at Temple, they beat an SEC team. Temple beat an SEC team for the first time since 1938. Mm-hmm. It beat a ranked team. It got its first win over a ranked opponent in 16 seasons. You know, he's responsible for two of the three 10-win seasons in Temple's 124-year history, which I didn't know. Wow. They only have three 10-win seasons. By the way, I don't think Indiana's ever had a 10-win season.
They had nine a couple years ago, but not 10.
They've never had 10, and they haven't won a bowl since 1961. Hello.
Run that back by me again.
Yeah, they have not won a bowl since 1961.
And already bowl eligible.
Yeah. And they
already bowl eligible.
They've never had a 10-win season.
Yeah. I will say that I'm looking forward to hearing Steve's information. I'd like to have it early in several texts of what the vibe is like there, because
yes.
I know it's sold out. Okay. If it's just okay, as far as like yeah, the scene was okay, that will be damning to Indiana, because they're 6-0 and they're ranked 16th.
Yeah,
and they have the most hype they've ever had in the history of their program.
As you've noted, it is sold out. So I would think it's a great scene.
I would think so. The weather's, but if it's not, if it's just kind of a ho-hum, like when you walk away going like, I thought nothing of it, then that would be damning, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be absolutely mayhem there. And when you go on the road to play, you want to play in those games. That's an advantage, Nebraska, for the crowd to be like that.
You're singing my tune.
You don't want to go play in a place off that on an 11 o'clock kick or noon kick in front of 22,000 people.
I've argued
that's that, where you can be asleep at the wheel.
I've argued that point with fellow media members that say, why would you want to go into a packed stadium? Wouldn't you rather go to a place that's quiet? No.
Especially when you're used to playing. So at this point, Purdue was okay, right? The crowd was okay.
It was.
Surprisingly okay.
But the other ones have all been, they've all been here.
Right.
And so they used to play in front of 90,000 people. Yeah. They used to be, when buses pull up, there's people waiting for them to get off the bus. Mm-hmm. All those things. You want to play in that. It's really hard when you go to play at a place and there is literally no one there. I've seen it happen before.
Oh, God, yes.
I've seen it happen before.
No, I get it. And you were an athlete at a fairly high level. I played Class A ball, so I'm a little more in tune to this conversation.
Because I know the Legion ball fields were packed in late June. Yeah,
big crowds.
Yeah, the crowds were
big. Crowds in Columbus.
Yeah, when you had to travel to Norfolk to get into that hostile environment. There's not even such a thing as hostile environment in baseball. There's no such thing.
Basketball, there was. Wanted it.
No, yeah, you did. When you go on the road, you play in a big basketball game. Yeah, you want the.
You
place.
Wanted it.
Yeah, you
didn't
want
to walk into a gym with nobody in.
No one there. No. So I think that's advantage Nebraska. But 100. I think every one of these games that they have with you said it's 2-20 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Last 16 is everyone. You look at everyone by itself. That's how I'd look at it. Like, what was the matchup? What was it? Where was it at?
Yeah, you know? I don't know what to make of it, actually.
So if you just looked at Nebraska only, you'd be like, okay. One of the losses was to a national champion, 15-0 team. And one was to an Iowa team that, yes.
I think you could spend a lot of time delving into it, and it would largely be a waste of time. And that's why I decided last night, because I had to write. If you went back and looked at each instance, each game where Temple played a ranked team, what do you glean from that? You know?
I think people mostly go back to Baylor, though, too. Because at Baylor, of course, that was after the Art Briles situation, where they had success, and then it got dragged down because of all the stuff happening there. He brought it back up after a rough first year.
He must have lost to a bunch of ranked teams in 2018. He couldn't have lost to a lot of ranked teams in 2019, because they only lost three games. One of them was in the bowl game, right?
I think that's right.
Well, that'd have been the championship game. It would have been the Big 12 championship
game.
Then
they played in a big. They played in.
And I believe that was Oklahoma, wasn't it? I believe. Then they play Oklahoma.
Don't
think
for sure.
I'm trying to recall off my top of my head, because I always watch all those games.
Yeah, I don't. Especially his days at Temple, I don't look at that. It's just such a different situation, and you're the underdog so often, for obvious reasons. So then you just get down to one year or 2 years at Baylor, because you throw out the first year. I don't know. And then two games at Nebraska. So I guess the stat doesn't alarm me at this point. Now, it would alarm me if it gets to 0-7 or something like that against ranked teams. Then you know it's not going good.
I think this year specifically, when you look at this team's 5-1. Nebraska has had a good start. If they were to lose to two ranked teams of Illinois and Indiana, teams that are hardly ever ranked, that's tough to stomach for Nebraska fans.
It is and it isn't to me, because if when Illinois... Were they ranked when Nebraska played them?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's why,
here's the thing. They're 24th.
That's why I wrote it down. That's why I did the rundown.
Yeah. This is where I get, where I just don't get into this sort of talk that much. Illinois was borderline ranked. So that wouldn't even maybe counted.
It would count.
No, it would for sure.
Timeout. Right. I agree with what you're saying with first. But there's no such stat is borderline ranked.
Yeah,
they're ranked. It doesn't exist.
They're in both.
No matter how Nebraska's ranked in one poll right now and ranked in
so
the other.
So
they're ranked.
So whenever the streak gets broken,
yeah,
and it's against someone, it's like, well, it was against a borderline ranked team that they beat them.
Well,
so it doesn't count.
Yes,
it counts. That's how it's counted.
I just don't get into the discussion that much.
Illinois was in both polls, coaches and AP poll for that game. It would have been, it wasn't a top 10 team, but still, what's the point? This is a top 25 team. They weren't that great.
Yeah, I don't, it's just that the stat to me, I guess what I'm saying is largely irrelevant. That's what I'm going.
I'm fine with you saying that, but we just can't go slightly ranked.
Yeah. John says, did Sim just have another stroke on the airway?
No, I did not. I did not.
His family.
I want to tell Bo Schindler I did not have a stroke. In fact, my Aunt Mary from Florida also wondered, Steve, I heard you might have had a stroke.
No.
Sorry, Aunt Mary.
No. Yeah, she's my godmother.
They're slightly ranked.
Yeah.
They're undefeated. It's their best season since 1930.
There was no stroke. I want to make that clear, but I have not had a stroke.
Just had some interesting takes.
Yeah. I did not have a stroke.
Well, before I get to break.
Well, what I'm saying is, if they would have beat Illinois, would you have rejoiced and said, finally, he beat a ranked team?
That would have been on the ledger, yeah.
Oh, my God, no. See, that's where I just differ.
It's not about top five team. This is about rank.
Like, oh, my God, they beat Illinois. The curse is over.
I wouldn't say the curse is over, because, all right, we got it. That's
He's got three now.
That streak's over. It's not 14 straight. It's back to square one here.
That's the kind of stuff I don't get.
I'd look very heavily into the keys of the car, because all of a sudden it's like, okay, now Ryan Day's record's not good. You know, when he took over a top 2/3 program in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was 1-7 or 2-6,
different.
You're going to look at it.
Relevant.
So that's a relevant conversation.
Relevant. Yes.
But at the same time, if he took over right now and he was 8-2 against top 5 teams, like that, you'd be like, yeah, that's good, but he also took over one of the best teams
still
in the country.
Still
be pretty good, but you'd be like going, no, it kind of should be like that. Look what he took over.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And so sometimes when you look at some teams, like with some coaches, and you go, okay, where'd they come up through? You know, it's like, well, they're a builder of programs. They took over a program and built it up. You're going to have low, because like, what is rule overall?
His overall record is now...
Because he was a builder.
And so you're 68-78. That's counting NFL. Nine college seasons, 57-51. Yeah.
So most of the time you say, okay, that's you're just a hair above 500. But he started with building of programs. So you're going to, during that time, you're going to take your one time, your first year, probably going to be a heater. Probably a non-heater, a rough time. So that's how numbers can get against you a little
bit. So when we say he's 2-20 in his career against ranked teams, those two wins were both at Temple. He's 0-15 combined at Baylor and Nebraska against ranked teams. That's why it would have been somewhat of a deal to beat Illinois to get that Indiana's the same thing.
Yes.
We got to go to break. Before we get to break.
We're doing breaks.
Sip seems like he's hungry.
I'm not hungry.
He should be hungry.
Did you want orange juice?
What?
Want orange juice?
You want a Busch Light?
Want a screwdriver?
Eggs?
I'll have a screwdriver.
Have a screwdriver?
I need a screwdriver.
That's the one you don't hear much anymore.
You don't.
You don't hear that one.
Why not?
A little vodka orange juice.
Let's head over to Early Bird.
The Bird!
Early 19th and K, free parking, lots of parking. And they also have chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered!
It's smothered. Breakfast burritos, blueberry pancakes, and more. And, of course, the world-famous...
Hash holes.
Oh, I like the cup thing. That was good.
Yeah, that's new. That's new.
Check them out today, 19th and K in Lincoln, also Omaha and Iowa
location. I stopped in at Win Nelson yesterday to see Chad at the, and I got a hash hole.
What's Win Nelson?
What's that?
It's an advertiser.
Yeah, big promoter of the station.
Plumbers and everything with equipment.
Yeah. Okay. Not only equipment, it's more supply.
Supply chain.
No one does it better. If you want to get the highest quality and discount prices, go to Win Nelson. You also can put a new garbage disposal in. Buzz over there, talk to Chad. He'll cut you a deal.
He'll help you out. When we come back, could Bama and Georgia both go down this weekend? We'll discuss that next.
This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.